40 days pondering the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of kindness. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Hi, this is Jim Brown. When we come to Christ by inviting Him to be our Savior and Lord, the Bible says that we become one of God's chosen people. We are born again, it also says, and become clean before God and are new. Colossians 3:10, a couple of verses before this, says, "And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him." Unquote. So, just as you would put on a new shirt or jacket, in Christ we are to put on the new man as one of God's chosen people. Additionally, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, appropriate and befitting garments for all followers of Jesus. A few verses higher, Paul tells the Colossians to rid themselves or put to death certain negative characteristics they had. Here, though, Paul uses the positive to try to guide them as to how we should behave and treat one another. Paul reminds us that we are first chosen by God. Next, we are holy or set apart by God. And finally, dearly beloved of God. And then all five of the qualities he lists, if present in the Christian community, will reduce or eliminate friction. In particular, kindness combines with the ideas of goodness, kindliness, and graciousness, the opposite of severity. Kindness was not considered a virtue in the pagan world of Paul's time. However, it was a noble character of the New Testament church and allowed the church to function smoothly. Consider that Jesus truly wanted us to love one another, the new command he instituted in John 13, and being kind to one another, along with the other characteristics listed here, will go a long way to enabling love one another to happen. There is so little of that happening today in the world that to live that way in the church would be unique and attractive to many non-Christians. My prayer, Lord, help me do my part to show kindness to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.